Index of the Project Gutenberg Works of Arthur Conan Doyle, Arthur Conan Doyle. Listen to and download free AI-generated audiobooks at 3ords.com. The Project Gutenberg ebook of Index of the Project Gutenberg Works of Arthur Conan Doyle. This ebook is for the use of anyone anywhere in the United States and most other parts of the world at no cost and with almost no restrictions whatsoever. You may copy it, give it away, or reuse it under the terms of the Project Gutenberg license included with this ebook or online at www.gutenberg.org. If you are not located in the United States, you will have to check the laws of the country where you are located before using this ebook. Title: Index of the Project Gutenberg Works of Arthur Conan Doyle. Author: Arthur Conan Doyle. Editor: David Widger. Release date: December 30, 2018. Ebook 58574. Most recently updated: April 24, 2021. Language: English. Other information and formats: www.gutenberg.org/ebook/58574. Credits: David Widger. Asterisk start of the project GUTMBRG EBOOK index of the project GUTMBRG WRKS of Arthur Conan Doyle asterisk index of the project GUTMBRG works OF Arthur Conan Doyle compiled by David Widger Doyle. Contents: click on the before many of the titles to view a linked table of contents for that volume. Click on the title itself to open the original online file. Adventures of Sherlock Holmes. The Return of Sherlock Holmes, The Lost World, A Study in Scarlet, Memoirs of Sherlock Holmes, The Sign of the Four, The Adventure of Wisteria Lodge, The Adventure of the Cardboard Box, The Adventure of the Red Circle, The Adventure of the Brucptiongituan Plans, Adventure of the Dying Detective, The Disappearance of Lady Frances Carfax, The Adventure of the Devil's Foot, The Hound of the Baskervilles, The Valley of Fear, His Last Bow, The Poison Belt, The Stark Munro Letters, The Captain of the Pole Star, The Parasite, Beyond the City, Round the Red Lamp, The Vital Message, Tales of Terror and Mystery, The White Company, The New Revelation, The Exploits of Brigadier Gerard, The Adventures of Gerard, Sir Nigel, The Great Boer War, Songs of Action, Rodney Stone, A Duet, The Mystery of Clomber, The Doings of Raffles Haw, The Last Galley, Micah Clarke, A Visit to Three Fronts, The Green Flag, Uncle Bernac, The Refuges, The Great Shadow, The Firm of Girdlestone, A Desert Drama, Songs of the Road, Danger and Other Stories, My Friend the Murderer, The War in South Africa, The Last of the Legions, The Great Kinplatz Experiment and Others, The Dealings of Captain Shrky, The Man from Archangel, The Crime of the Congo, The Guards Came Through, The Croxley Master, Tale of the Prize Ring, The Wandrings of a Spiritualist, The Gully of Blumenstyke, The German War, Coming of the Fairies, Round the Fire Stories, Through the Magic Door, The Tragedy of the Korosko, The Cabman's Story, The Mystery of Sassa Valley, Tables of Contents of Volumes, Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, by A. Conan Doyle. Contents, page I, A Scandal in Bohemia 3, Roman 2, The Redheaded League, 29 Roman 3, A Case of Identity, 56 Roman 4, The Bosumb Valley Mystery, 76 V, The Five Orange Pips, 104 VI, The Man with the Twisted Lip, 126 Roman 7, The Adventure of the Blue Carbuncle, 153 Roman 8, The Adventure of the Speckled Band, 176 Roman 9, The Adventure of the Engineer's Thumb, 205 X, The Adventure of the Noble Bachelor, 229 Roman 11, The Adventure of the Barrel Coronet, 253 Roman 12, The Adventure of the Copper Beaches, 280. Illustrations: The Gentleman in the Pew Handed It Up to Her, frontispiece. A Man Entered, facing P8, The Door Was Shut and Locked, 40, All Afternoon He Sat in the Stalls, 46, Sherlock Holmes WLCOMEDHER, 60, Glancing About HIM Like a Rat in a Trap, 72, They Found the Body, 80, The Maid Showed Us the Boots, 92, Holmes, I Cried, You Are Too Late, 122. At the foot of the stairs, she met this Lasker scoundrel, 134. Have mercy, he shrieked, 172. Goodbye and be brave, 196. Not a word to a soul, 214. I will wish you all a very good night, 250. I clapped a pistol to his head, 278. I am so delighted that you have come. 292, The Return of Sherlock Holmes, by Arthur Conan Doyle. Contents: I, The Adventure of the Empty House, Roman 2, The Adventure of the Norwood Builder, Roman 3, The Adventure of the Dancing Men, Roman 4, The Adventure of the Solitary Cyclist, V, The Adventure of the Priory School, VI, The Adventure of Black Peter, Roman 7, The Adventure of Charles Augustus Milverton, Roman 8, The Adventure of the Six Napoleons, Roman 9, The Adventure of the Three Students, X, The Adventure of the Golden Pince-Nez, Roman 11, The Adventure of T.H. Missing Three-Quarter, Roman 12, The Adventure of the Abbey Grange, Roman 13, The Adventure of the Second Stain, The Lost World, by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, Contents Chapter, I There Are HEROSMS All Round US, Roman 2, Try Your Luck with Professor Challenger, Roman 3, He Is a Perfectly Impossible Person, Roman 4, It's Just the Very Biggest Thing in the World, V, Question, VI, I Was the Flail of the Lord, Roman 7, Tomorrow, We Disappear into the Unknown, Roman 8, THE, Outlying PICKETS of the New World, Roman 9, WHO Could Have Foreseen It? X, THE Most Wonderful Things Have Happened, Roman 11, FOR Once I Was the Hero, Roman 12, IT Was Dreadful in the Forest, Roman 13, A Sight I Shall Never Forget, Roman 14, Those Were the Real CONQSDS, Roman 15, OUR Eyes Have Seen Great Wonders, Roman 16, A Procession, A Procession, A Study in Scarlet, by A. Conan Doyle. Contents: A Study in Scarlet, Part I, Chapter I, Mr. Sherlock Holmes, Chapter II, The Science of Deduction, Chapter III, The Lauriston Garden Mystery, Chapter IV, What John Rance Had to Tell, Chapter V, Our Advertisement Brings a Visitor, Chapter VI, Tobias Gregson Shows What He Can Do, Chapter VII, Light in the Darkness, Part II, The Country of the Saints, Chapter I, On the Great Alkali Plain, Chapter II, The Flower of Utah, Chapter III. John Ferrier Talks with the Prophet. Chapter IV, A Flight for Life. Chapter V, The AVNGNGANGLS. Chapter VI, A Continuation of the RMINICNCS of John WTSON, MD. Chapter VII, The Conclusion. Original Transcriber's Notes, Memoirs of Sherlock Holmes, by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Contents, Adventure I, Silver Blaze. Adventure II, The Yellow Face. Adventure III, The Stockbroker's Clerk. Adventure IV, Gloria Scott. Adventure V, The Musgrave Ritual. Adventure VI, The Reigate Puzzle. Adventure VII, The Crooked Man. Adventure VII, The Resident Patient. Adventure IX, The Greek Interpreter. Adventure X, The Naval Treaty. Adventure XI, The Final Problem. The Sign of the Four, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Contents, I, The Science of Deduction, Roman 2, The Statement of the Case, Roman 3, In Quest of a Solution, Roman 4, The Story of the Bald-Headed Man, V, The Tragedy of Pondicherry Lodge, VI, Sherlock Holmes Gives a Demonstration, Roman 7, The Episode of the Barrel, Roman 8, The Baker Street Irregulars, Roman 9a, Break in the Chain, X, The End of the Islander, Roman 11, The Great Agra Treasure, Roman 12, The Strange Story of Jonathan Small, The Adventure of Wisteria Lodge, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Contents, 1, The Singular Experience of Mr. John Scott Eccles, 2, The Tiger of San Pedro, The Hound of the Basquervilles, by A. Conan Doyle. Contents, Chapter 1, Mr. Sherlock Holmes, Chapter 2, The Curse of the Baskervilles, Chapter 3, The Problem, Chapter 4, Sir Henry Baskerville, Chapter 5, Three Broken Threads, Chapter 6, Baskerville Hall, Chapter 7, The Stapletons of Merripit House, Chapter 8, First Report of Dr. Watson, Chapter 9, The Light Upon the Moor, Second Report of Dr. Watson, Chapter 10, Extract from the Diary of Dr. Watson, Chapter 11, The Man on the Tor, Chapter 12, Death on the Moor, Chapter 13, Fixing the Nets, Chapter 14, The Hound of the Baskervilles, Chapter 15, A Retrospection, The Valley of Fear, by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Contents, Part 1, The Tragedy of Birlstone, Chapter 1, The Warning, Chapter 2, Sherlock Holmes Discourses, Chapter 3, The Tragedy of Birlstone, Chapter 4, Darkness, Chapter 5, The People of the Drama, Chapter 6, A Dawning Light, Chapter 7, The Solution, Part 2, The Scourers, Chapter 1, The Man, Chapter 2, The Bottommaster, Chapter 3, Lodge 341, Vermissa, Chapter 4, The Valley of Fear, Chapter 5, The Darkest Hour, Chapter 6, Danger, Chapter 7, The Trapping of Bertie Edwards, Epilogue, The Poison Belt, Arthur Conan Doyle. Contents, Chapter I, The Blurring of Lines, Roman 2, The Tide of Death, Roman 3, Submerged, Roman 4, A Diary of the Dying, V, The Dead World, VI, The Great Awakening, The Stark Munro Letters, by J. Stark Munro. Contents, the Stark MUNRO letters, I, home, 30th March, 1881, Roman II. Home, 10th April, 1881, Roman III. Home, 15th October, 1881, Roman IV. Home, 1st December, 1881, V. MERTON on the Moors, 5th March, 1882, VI. The Parade, BRADFALD, 7th March, 1882, Roman VII. The Parade, BRADFALD, 9th March, 1882, Roman VIII. The Parade, BRADFALD, 6th April, 1882, Roman IX. The Parade, BRADFALD, 23rd April, 1882. X. CADOG Antares, BRCCHSBOL, 21st May, 1882, Roman 11. OAKLEYVILLAS, BRCCHSBOL, 29th May, 1882, Roman 12. OAKLEYVILLAS, BRCCHSBOL, 5th June, 1882, Roman 13. OAKLEYVILLAS, BRCCHSBOL, 12th June, 1882, Roman 14. OAKLEYVILLAS, BRCCHSBOL, 15th January, 1883, Roman 15. OAKLEYVILLAS, BRCCHSBOL, 3rd August, 1883, Roman 16. OAKLEYVILLAS, BRCCHSBOL, 4th November, 1884, the Captain of the POLESDAR, by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, Contents, Preface, the Captain of the Polestar, J. HABKUK, JPHSON, Statement. The Great KEINPLATZ Experiment, The Man from Archangel, That Little Square Box, John HUXFORD's Hiatus, Cyprian OVRBCKWLLS, A Literary Mosaic, John BARNGTONCOWLES, Part II Elias BHOPKINS, The Parson of Jackman's Gulch, The Ring of Thoth, Beyond the City by Arthur Conan Doyle Contents, Chapter I The Newcomers, Chapter II Breaking the Ice, Chapter III Dwellers in the Wilderness, Chapter IV A Sister's Secret, Chapter V A Naval Conquest, Chapter VI An Old Story, Chapter VII Venet Tandem Felicitas, Chapter VII Shadows Before, Chapter IX A Family Plot, Chapter X Women of the Future, Chapter XI A Blot from the Blue, Chapter XII Friends in Need, Chapter XII In Strange Waters, Chapter XIV Eastward Ho, Chapter XV Still Among Shoals, Chapter XVI A Midnight Visitor, Chapter XVII In Port AT Last. Round the Red Lamp Being Facts and Fancies of Medical Life. By Sir Arthur Conan Doyle Contents, Behind the Times, His First Operation, A Straggler of 15, The Third Generation, A False Start, The Curse of Eve Sweethearts, A Physiologist's Wife, The Case of Lady SANNOX, A Question of Diplomacy, A Medical Document Lot, No. 249, The Los Amigos Fiasco, The Doctors of HOYLAND, The Surgeon Talks, The Vital Message, by Arthur Conan Doyle. Contents Preface, The Vital Message, Chapter I, The Two Needful READGUSTAMIENTS, Chapter II, The Dawning of the Light, Chapter III, The Great Argument, Chapter IV, The Coming World, Chapter V is IT the Second Dawn Appendices, A Dr. GLEYS EXPERIMENTS, B A Particular Instance, C Spirit Photography, D The Clairvoyance of Mrs. B Notes, Tales of Terror and Mystery, by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, Contents, Tales of Terror, The Horror of the Heights, The Leather Funnel, The New Catacomb, The Case of Lady Sanox, The Terror of Blue John Gap, The Brazilian Cat, The Horror of the HIGHTS, The Lost Special, The Beetle Hunter, The Man with the Watches, The Japan Box, The Black Doctor, The Jew's Breastplate, The White Company, by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle Contents, Chapter I, How the Black Sheep Came Forth from the Fold, Chapter II, How ALLEYNEEDRICSON Came Out into the World, Chapter III, How HORDLE John COZNED The Fuller of LYMINGTON, Chapter IV, How the Bailiff of Southampton Slew the Two Masterless Men, Chapter V, How a Strange Company Gathered at the Pied Merlin, Chapter VI, How SAMKINAYLWRD Wagered His Featherbed, Chapter VII, How the Three COMRADS Journeyed Through the Woodlands, Chapter VII, The Three Friends, Chapter IX, How Strange Things Befell in MINSTAD Wood, Chapter X, How HORDLE John Found a Man Whom He Might Follow, Chapter XI, How a Young Shepherd Had a Perilous Flock, Chapter XII, How ALLEYNE Learned More Than He Could Teach, Chapter XII, How the White Company Set Forth to the Wars, Chapter XIV, How SIRNIGEL Sought for a Wayside Venture, Chapter XV, How the Yellow Cog Sailed Forth from LEPE, Chapter XVI, How the Yellow Cog Fought the Two Rover GALLEYS, Chapter XVII, How the Yellow Cog Crossed the Bar of Gironde, Chapter XVII, How Sirniglering put a patch upon his eye, Chapter XIX. How there was stir at the Abbey of St. Andrews, Chapter XX. How Allelyne won his place in an honorable guild, Chapter XXI. How Agostino Pisano risked his head, Chapter XXII. How the Bowmen held wassail at the Rose de Guienne, Chapter XXII. How England held the Lists at Bordeaux, Chapter XXIV. How a champion came forth from the East, Chapter XXV. How Sirnigel wrote to Twynham Castle, Chapter XXVI. How the three Comrades gained a mighty treasure, Chapter XXVII. How Roger Clubfoot was passed into paradise, Chapter XXVII. How the Comrades came over the Marches of France, Chapter XXIX. How the blessed hour of sight came to the Lady Tiphaine, Chapter XXX. How the Brushwood men came to the Chateau of Villalefranciache, Chapter XXXI. How five men held the keep of Villalefranciache, Chapter XXXII. How the company took counsel round the fallen tree, Chapter XXXII. How the army made the passage of Aroensias Villalies, Chapter XXXIV. How the company made sport in the Vale of Piampiluene, Chapter XXXV. How Sirniglehawked an eagle, Chapter XXXVI. How Sirnigel took the patch from his eye, Chapter XXXVII. How the White Company came to be disbanded, Chapter XXXVII of the Homecoming to Hampshire, the new revelation Arthur Conan Doyle contents, Chapter I the Search Roman II the Revelation Roman III the Coming Life. Roman IV Problems and Limitations, Supplementary Documents, I the Next Phase of Life, Roman II Automatic Writing, Roman III The Cheriton Dugout, The Exploits of Brigadier Gerard, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle Contents, How the Brigadier Came to the Castle of Gloom, How the Brigadier Slew the Brothers of Ajaccio, How the Brigadier Held the King, How the King Held the Brigadier, How the Brigadier Took the Field Against the Marshal Millefleur, How the Brigadier Played for a Kingdom, How the Brigadier Won his Medal, How the Brigadier Was Tempted by the Devil, The Adventures of Gerard, by A. Conan Doyle Contents Preface. I. How Brigadier Gerard Lost His Ear, Roman II. How the Brigadier Captured Saragossa, Roman III. How the Brigadier Slew the Fox Asterisk, Roman IV. How the Brigadier Saved the Army, V. How the Brigadier Triumphed in England, VI. How the Brigadier Rode to Minsk, Roman VII. How the Brigadier Bore Himself at Waterloo. Roman VIII. The Last Adventure of the Brigadier, Sirnigel, by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Contents Introduction. I. The House of Loring, Roman II. How the Devil Came to Wvrly, Roman III. The Yellow Horse of Crooksby, Roman IV. How the Summoner Came to the Manor House of Tilford, VI. In which Lady Ermyntrud opens the Iron Coffer, Roman VII. How Nigel Went Marketing to Gwldfrd. Roman VIII. How the King Hawked Crooksby Heath, Roman IX. How Nigel Held the Bridge at Tilford, X. How the King Greted his Seneschal of Calais, Roman XI, in the Hall of the Knight of Duplian, Roman XII. How Nigel Fought the Twisted Man of Shalford, Roman XIII. How the Comrades Journeyed Down the Old, Old Road, Roman XIV. How Nigel Chased the Red Ferret, Roman XV. How the Red Ferret Came to Cosford, Roman XVI. How the King's Court Feasted in Calais Castle, Roman 17. The Spanirds on the Sea, Roman 18. How Black Simon Claimed Forfeit from the King of Sark, Roman 19. How a Squire of England Met a Squire of France, Roman 20. How the English Attempted the Castle of Labroachina, Roman 21. How the Second Messenger Went to Cosford, Roman 22. How Robert of Beaumanoir Came to Plouermiel, Roman 23. How 30 of Jossilian Enciuentiri 30 of Ploermel, Roman 24. How Nigel Was Called to His Master, Roman 25. How the King of France Held Council at Maupertuis, Roman 26. How Nigel Found His Third Deed, Roman 27. How the Third Messenger Came to Cosford. The Great Boer War, by Arthur Conan Doyle. Contents. Preface to the Final Edition, Chapter 1. The Boer Nations, Chapter 2. The Cause of Quarrel, Chapter 3. The Enigiotiations, Chapter 4. The Eve of War, Chapter 5. Talana Hill, Chapter 6. Elanslagt and Raetiafuntian, Chapter 7. The Battle of Ladysmith, Chapter 8. Lord Metuyen's Advance, Chapter 9, Battle of Imajiarasafuentean, Chapter 10. The Battle of Estorambrg. Chapter 11, Battle of Coelianaso, Chapter 12, The Dark Hour, Chapter 13, The Siege of Ladusmith, Chapter 14, The Coelisbrg Operationes, Chapter 15, Spion KOP, Chapter 16, Volkrantz, Chapter 17, Buller's Final Advance, Chapter 18, The Siege and Relief of Kimberley, Chapter 19, Paardeberg, Chapter 20, Roberts's Advance on Bloemfontein, Chapter 21. Strategic EFFECTS of Lord Roberts's March, Chapter 22, The Halt at Bloemfontein, Chapter 23, The Clearing of the Southeast, Chapter 24, The Siege of Mafeking, Chapter 25, The March on Pretoria, Chapter 26, Diamond Hill Arundelis Operationes, Chapter 27, The Lines of Communication, Chapter 28, The Halt at Pretoria, Chapter 29, The Advance to Kaomatapuarti, Chapter 30. The Campaign of De Wet, Chapter 31, The Guerrilla Warfare in the Transvaal, NOOITGDSHT, Chapter 32, The Second Invasion of Cape Colony, Chapter 33, The Northern Operations from January to April, 1901, Chapter 34, The Winter Campaign, April to September, 1901, Chapter 35, The Guerrilla Operations in Cape Colony, Chapter 36. The Spring Campaign, September to December, 1901. Chapter 37, The Campaign of January to April, 1902, Chapter 38. De Ladusmith Campaign of 1902, Chapter 39. The End, Songs of Action, by A. Conan Doyle. Contents, The Song of the Bow, 1, Cremona, 4, The Storming Party, 13, The Frontier Line, 18, Corporal Dick's Promotion, 21, A Forgotten Tale, 28, Penarby Mine, 31, A Rover Chanty, 35. A Ballad of the Ranks, 40, A Lay of the Lynx, 46, The Dying Whip, 49, Master, 61, HMS Foudriant, 63, The Farncher Cup, 67, The Groom's Story, 77, With the Chitting Folds, 88, A Hunting Morning, 91, The Old Grey Fox, 96, Where Holes, 101, The Homecoming of the Eurydice, 105, The Inner Room, 109, The Irish Colonel, 114, The Blind Archer, 115, A Parable, 118, A Tragedy, 119, The Passing, 121, The Franklin's Maid, 131, The Old Huntsman, 133, Rodney Stone, by A. Conan Doyle. Contents, Chapter, Page, I. Friars Oak, 1, Roman 2, The Walker of Cliff Royal, 18, Roman 3, The Play Actress of Anstey Cross, 33, Roman 4, The Peace of Amiens, 50, V. Buck Tregellis, 65, VI On the Threshold, 86, Roman 7, The Hope of England, 98, Roman 8. The Brighton Road, 121, Roman 9 Wattiers, 136x, The Men of the Ring, 153, Roman 11, The Fight in the Coach House, 179, Roman 12, The Coffee Room of Fladung, 201, Roman 13, Lord Nelson, 221, Roman 14, On the Road, 234, Roman 15, Foul Play, 253, Roman 16, Crawley Downs, 261, Roman 17, The Ringside, 277, Roman 18, The Smith's Last Battle, 294, Roman 19, Cliff Royal, 314, Roman 20, Lord Avon, 326, Roman 21, The Valet's Story, 340, Roman 22, The End, 355, A Duet with an Occasional Chorus, by A. Conan Doyle. Contents, Page, The Overture, 1, The Overture Continued, 9, The Overture Concluded, 24, The Two Solos, 34, In Britain's Valhalla, 48, Two Solos and a Duet, 71, Keeping Up Appearances, 88, The Homecoming, 100, Laying a Course, 112, Confessions, 128, Concerning Mrs. Beaton, 146, Mr. Samuel Pepys, 158, A Visit to Mr. Samuel Pepys, 170, Trouble, 185, A Rescue, 204, The Browning Society, 218, An Investment, 236, A Thundercloud, 251, Danger, 269, No. 5 Chain Row, 290, The Last Note of the Duet, 311, The Trio, 326, The Mystery of Cielombr by Arthur Conan Doyle. Contents, Chapter I, The Hegira of the Wests from Edinburgh, Chapter II, Of the Strange Manner in Which a Tenant Came to Cielombr, Chapter III, Of Our Further Acquaintance with Major General J. B. Heatherstone, Chapter IV, Of a Young Man with a Grey Head, Chapter V, How Four of Us Came to Be Under the Shadow of Cielombr, Chapter VI, How I Came to Be Enlisted as One of the Garrison of Clumer, Chapter VII of Corporal RUFUS Smith and His Coming to CLOMBR, Chapter VII, Statement of Israel SDAKES, Chapter IX, Narrative of John EASDRLNG, FRCPDN, Chapter X, of the Letter Which Came from the Hall. Chapter XI of the Casting Away of the Bark, BLINDA. Chapter XII of the Three Foreign Men Upon the Coast. Chapter XII, In Which I See That Which Has Been Seen by Few. Chapter XIV, of the Visitor Who Ran Down the Road in the Nighttime. Chapter XV, the Daybook of John BRTHIR H88HRSTUANY. Chapter XVI, at the Hole of Cree, the Doings of RAFFLES Haw by Arthur Conan Doyle. Contents. Chapter I, A Double Enigma. Chapter II, the Tenant of the New Hall. Chapter III, A House of Wonders. Chapter IV, From Climb to Climb. Chapter V, Laura's Request. Chapter VI, A Strange Visitor. Chapter VII, The Workings of Wealth. Chapter VII, A Billionaire's Plans. Chapter IX, A New Departure. Chapter X, The Great Secret. Chapter XI, A Chemical Demonstration. Chapter XII, A Family Jar. Chapter XII, A Midnight Venture. Chapter XIV, The Spread of the Blight. Chapter XV, The Greater Secret, The Last Galley. Impressions and Tales by Arthur Conan Doyle. Contents, Preface, Part I, The Last Galley, The Contest, Through the Veil and Iconoclast, Giant Maximin, I, The Coming of Maximin, Roman II, The Rise of Giant Maximin, Roman III, The Fall of Maximin, The Coming of the HUNS, The Last of the LEGIONS, The First Cargo, The Homecoming, The Red Star, Part II, The Silver Mirror, The Blighting of SHARKY, The Marriage of the Brigadier, The Lord of FALCUNBRIDG, Out of the Running, DEPROFUNDIS, The Great Brown PERACRD Motor, The Terror of Blue John Gap, Micah CLARKE by Arthur Conan Doyle. Contents, Chapter I of Cornet Joseph Clark of the Ironsides, Chapter II of My Going to School and of My Coming Thence, Chapter III of Two Friends of My Youth, Chapter IV of The Strange Fish That We Caught at Spithead, Chapter V of The Man with the Drooping Lids, Chapter VI of The Letter That Came from the Lowlands, Chapter VII of The Horsemen Who Rode from the West, Chapter VII of Our Start for the Wars, Chapter IX of A Passage of Arms at the Blue Boar, Chapter X of Our Perilous Adventure on the Plain, Chapter XI of The Lonely Man and the Gold Chest, Chapter XII of Certain Passages upon the Moor, Chapter XII of Sir Gervas Jerome, Knight Banneret of the County of Surrey, Chapter XIV of The Stiff-Legged Parson and His Flock, Chapter XV of Our Brush with the King's Dragoons, Chapter XVI of Our Coming to Taunton, Chapter XVII of The Gathering in the Market Square, Chapter XVII of Master Stephen Timewell, Mayor of Taunton, Chapter XIX of A Brawl in the Night, Chapter XX of The Muster of the Men of the West, Chapter XXI of My Hand Grips with the Brandenburger, Chapter XXII of The News from Havant, Chapter XXII of The Snare on the Weston Road, Chapter XXIV of The Welcome That Met Me at Badminton, Chapter XXV of Strange Doings in the Boatler Dungeon, Chapter XXVI of The Strife in the Council, Chapter XXVII of The Affair near Keynsham Bridge, Chapter XXVII of The Fight in Wells Cathedral, Chapter XXIX of The Great Cry from the Lonely House, Chapter XXX of The Swordsman with the Brown Jacket, Chapter XXXI of The Maid of the Marsh and the Bubble Which Rose from the Bog, Chapter XXXII of The Onfall at Sedgemoor, Chapter XXXII of My Perilous Adventure at the Mill, Chapter XXXIV of The Coming of Solomon Sprent, Chapter XXXV of The Devil in Wig and Gown, Chapter XXXVI of The End of It All, Appendix. Visit to Three Fronts, June 1916, by Arthur Conan Doyle. Contents, Preface, A Glimpse of the British Army, A Glimpse of the Italian Army, A Glimpse of the French Line, The Green Flag, by Arthur Conan Doyle. Contents, The Green Flag, Captain SHRKY, The CROXLEY Master, The Lord of Chateau Noir, The Striped Chest, A Shadow Before, The King of the FOXES, The Three CORRESPUNDNTS, The New Catacomb, The Debut of BIMBSHIJOIC, A Foreign Office Romance, Uncle BRNAC, A Memory of the Empire, by Arthur Conan Doyle. Contents, Chapter I, The Coast of France, Chapter II, The Salt Marsh, Chapter III, The Ruined Cottage, Chapter IV, Men of the Night, Chapter V, The Law, Chapter VI, The Secret Passage, Chapter VII, The Owner of GROSBOS, Chapter VII, Cousin SIBYLLE, Chapter IX, The Camp of BOULOGINI, Chapter X, The Anteroom, Chapter XI, The Secretary, Chapter XII, The Man of Action, Chapter XII, The Man of DREMS, Chapter XIV, Josephine, Chapter XV, The Reception of the Empress, Chapter XVI, the Library of GROSBOS. Chapter XVII, the End, the Refuges, A Tale of Two Continents, by A. Conan Doyle. Contents, Part I, in the Old World. Chapter I, the Man from America. Chapter II, A Monarch in Dazzabille. Chapter III, the Holding of the Door. Chapter IV, the Father of His People. Chapter V, Children of Belial. Chapter VI, A House of Strife. Chapter VII, The New World and the Old. Chapter VII, The Rising Sun. Chapter IX, Le Roi Esamuse. Chapter X, An Eclipse at Versailles. Chapter XI, The Sun Reappears. Chapter XII, The King Recives. Chapter XII, The King Has Ideas. Chapter XIV, The Last Card. Chapter XV, The Midnight Mission. Chapter XVI, When the Devil Drives. Chapter XVII, The Dungeon of Portillacy. Chapter XVII, A Night of Surprises. Chapter XIX, In the King's Cabinet. Chapter XX, The Two Francoises. Chapter XXI, The Man in the Calice. Chapter XXII, The Scaffold of Portillacy. Chapter XXII, The Fall of the Catnats, Part II, in the New World. Chapter XXIV, The Start of the Golden Rod. Chapter XXV, A Boat of the Dead. Chapter XXVI, The Last Port. Chapter XXVII, A Dwindling Island. Chapter XXVII, In the Pool of Quebec. Chapter XXIX, The Voice at the Porthole. Chapter XXX, The Inland Waters. Chapter XXXI, The Hairless Man. Chapter XXXII, The Lord of Saintmare. Chapter XXXII, The Slaying of Brown Moose. Chapter XXXIV, The Men of Blood. Chapter XXXV, The Tapping of Death. Chapter XXXVI, The Taking of the Stockade. Chapter XXXVII, The Coming of the Friar. Chapter XXXVII, The Dining Hall of Saintmare. Chapter XXXIX, The Two Swimmers. Chapter XL, The End, The Great Shadow, and Other Napoleonicitales, by A. Conan Doyle. Contents, The Great Shadow. Chapter I, The Night of the Beacons. Chapter II, Cousin Edie of Eymuth. Chapter III, The Shadow on the Waters. Chapter IV, The Choosing of Jim. Chapter V, The Man from the Sea. Chapter VI, A Wandering Eagle. Chapter VII, The Corrimuir Peel Tower. Chapter VII, The Coming of the Cutter. Chapter IX, The Doings at West Inch. Chapter X, The Return of the Shadow. Chapter XI, The Gathering of the Nations. Chapter XII, The Shadow on the Land. Chapter XII, The End of the Storm. Chapter XIV, The Tally of Death. Chapter XV, The End of It, The Crime of the Brigadier, The Firm of Girdiallistuani, by A. Conan Doyle. Contents, Preface, The Firm of Girdiallistuani. Chapter I, Mr. John Harston Keps, An Appointment. Chapter II, Charity at L.A. Mode. Chapter II, Thomas Gilleraymakes, An Investment. Chapter IV, Captain Hamilton Miggs of the Black Eagle. Chapter V, Modern Athens. Chapter VI, A Rectorial Election. Chapter VII, England versus Scotland. Chapter VII, A First Professional. Chapter IX, A Nasty Cropper. Chapter X, Dwellers in Bohemia. Chapter XI, Senior and Junior. Chapter XII, A Corner in Diamondes. Chapter XII, Shadow and Light. Chapter XIV, A Slight Misunderstanding. Chapter XV, An Addition to the House. Chapter XVI, The First Step. Chapter XVII, The Land of Diamonds. Chapter XVII, Major Tobias Clutterbuck comes in for £1,000. Chapter XIX, News from the URALS. Chapter XX, Mr. Hector O'Flaherty finds something in the paper. Chapter XXI, An Unexpected Blow. Chapter XXII, Robbers and Robbed. Chapter XXII, A Momentous Resolution. Chapter XXIV, A Dangerous Promise. Chapter XXV, A Change of Front. Chapter XXVI, Breaking Ground. Chapter XXVII, Mrs. Sully of Morrison's. Chapter XXVII, Back in Bohemia. Chapter XXIX, The Great Dance at Morrison's. Chapter XXX, At the Cock and Cowslip. Chapter XXXI, A Crisis at Eccleston Square. Chapter XXXII, A Conversation in the Eccleston Square Library. Chapter XXXII, The Journey to the Priory. Chapter XXXIV, The Man with the Camp Stool. Chapter XXXV, A Talk on the Lawn. Chapter XXXVI, The Incident of the Corridor. Chapter XXXVII, A Chase and a Brawl. Chapter XXXVII, Girdle Stone Sends for the Doctor. Chapter XXXIX, A Gleam of Light. Chapter XL, The Major Has a Letter. Chapter XLI, The Clouds Grow Darker. Chapter XLII, The Three Faces at the Window. Chapter XLII, The Bait on the Hook. Chapter XLIV, The Shadow of Death. Chapter XLV, The Invasion of Hampshire, Chapter XLVI, A Midnight Cruise, Chapter XLVII, Law and Order, Chapter XLVII, Captain Hamilton MIGGS Sees a Vision, Chapter XLIX, A Voyage in a Coffin Ship, Chapter L Winds Up the Thread and Ties Two Knots A.T. The End, A Desert Drama, The Tragedy of the Korosko by A. Conan Doyle, with 32 full-page illustrations by S. Paget, Contents Preface Illustrations, A Desert Drama Chapter I, Chapter II, Chapter III, Chapter IV, Chapter V, Chapter VI, Chapter VII, Chapter VII, Chapter IX, Chapter X Illustrations, Frontispiece P78, Title Page, So You Will Carve Your Names Also P26. The Soudanese escort filed along P54. He pointed up with his donkey whip P66. A silence fell upon the little company P72, long string of red turban riders, frontispiece P78, you do no good by exposing yourself P86. He struck at the snarling savages P94, fell suddenly upon his face P97. The party streamed into sight again P103, don't miss your grip of it P111. Looking for some landmark P124, he rolled over onto his side P130. Nora, darling, keep your heart up P135. They haven't hurt you, Nora, have they? P139. Hour of Arab Prayer P142. The old soldier fell forward gasping P145. Certain that I would not leave you here P152. The creature stood still P171. The great caravan route P174. Sword in his hand P184. Grimy bodies lay senseless under the palm trees P188. Took a large, shining date out of the mullah's beard P210. Stand up. Cried Mansur P214. Don't fret, John. Cried his wife P217. The colonel was the winner of this terrible lottery P222. Goodbye, little Sadie P229. On this pinnacle stood a motionless figure P242. The colonel leaned forward with his pistol P247. You haven't got such a thing as a cigar P253. Not a word. Not a word. P255. Arabs were caught between two fires P261, he delivered them from their distress P273, Songs of the Road, by Arthur Conan Doyle. Contents, I, Narrative Verses and Songs, Songs of the Road, A Hymn of Empire, Sir Nigel Song, The Arab Steed, A Post-Impressionist, Empire Builders, The Groom's Encore, The Bay Horse, The Outsiders, The End. 1902-1909, The Wanderer, 1, Bendy's Sermon, Roman 2. Philosophically Versus, Compensation, The Banner of Progress, Hope, Religio Medici, Man's Limitation, Mind and Matter, Darkness, Roman 3, Miscellaneous Verses, A Woman's Love by the North Sea, December's Snow, Shakespeare's Expostulation, The Empire, A Voyage, The Orphanage, Sexagenarius Loquitur, Night Voices, The Message, The Echo, Advice to a Young Author, A Lilt of the Road. The War in South Africa, Its Cause and Conduct, Contents, Chap, page, I, the Boer people, 9, Roman 2, the cause of quarrel, 23, Roman 3, the Enigiotiaeteones, 41, Roman 4, some points, Examined, 61, V, the Enigiotiaeteones, for peace, 73, VI, the farm burning, 84, Roman 7, the concentration, CAMPS, 94, Roman 8, the British soldier in South Africa, 107, Roman 9. Further CHARGES against British troops, 123, X, the other side of the question, 133, Roman 11, Conclusions, 150, The Last of the Legions and Other Tales, A, Conan Doyle. Contents, page I, The Last of the Legions, 9, Roman 2, The Last Galley, 22, Roman 3, Through the Veil, 37, Roman 4, The Coming of the Huns, 47, V, The Contest, 68, VI, The First Cargo, 83, Roman 7, An Iconoclast, 98, Roman 8, Giant Maximin, 112, Roman 9, The Red Star, 141, X, The Silver Mirror, 158, Roman 11, The Homecoming, 177, Roman 12, A Point of Contact, 202, Roman 13, The Centurion, 215, The Great Keinplatz Experiment and Other Tales, by A. Conan Doyle, Contents, page, I, The Brown Hand, 9, Roman 2. The Usher of Lee House School, 30, Roman 3b. 24, 51, Roman 4, The Great Kainplatz Experiment, 72, V. Cyprian Overbeck Wells, 95, VI, Playing with Fire, 120, Roman 7, The Ring of Thoth, 139, Roman 8, The Los Amigos Fiasco, 163, Roman 9, How It Happened, 174, X, Lot Number 249, 179, Roman 11, De Profundis, 225, Roman 12, The Lift, 239, The Dealings of Captain Sharky and Other Tales of Pirates. By A. Conan Doyle. Contents: Tales of Pirates. I, Captain Sharky, How the Governor of St. Kitts Came Home, Roman 2, The Dealings of Captain Sharky with Stephen Craddock, Roman 3, The Blighting of Sharky, Roman 4, How Copley Banks Slew Captain Sharky v. The Slapping Sal, V.I., A Pirate of the Land, One Crowded Hour, Tales of Blue Water, Roman 7. The Striped Chest, Roman 8, The Captain of the Polestar, Roman 9, The Fiend of the Cooperage, X, Jelen's Voyage, Roman 11, J, Habakkuk Jeffson's Statement, Roman 12, That Little Square Box, The Man from Archangel, and Other Tales of Adventure. A. Conan Doyle. Contents: Tales of Adventure. I. Debut of Bimbashi Joyce, Roman 2, The Surgeon of Gaster Fell, Roman 3, Borrowed Scenes, Roman 4, The Man from Archangel, V, The Great Brown Paracord Motor, V.I., The Sealed Room, Tales of Medical Life. Roman 7, A Physiologist's Wife, Roman 8, Behind the Times, Roman 9, His First Operation, X, The Third Generation, Roman 11, The Curse of Eve, Roman 12, A Medical Document, Roman 13, The Surgeon Talks, Roman 14, The Doctors of Hoyland, Roman 15, Crab's Practice, The Crime of the Congo, by A. Conan Doyle. Contents: Page Preface, Roman 3, Introduction, Roman 7, How the Congo Free State Came to be Founded, 3, The Development of the Congo State, 9, The Working of the System, 22, First Fruits of the System, 27, Further Fruits of the System, 39, Voices from the Darkness, 46, Consul Roger Casement's Report, 57, King Leopold's Commission and its Report, 68, The Congo After the Commission, 87, Some Catholic Testimony as to the Congo, 97, The Evidence Up to Date, 102, The Political Situation, 114, Some Congolese Apologies, 118, Solutions, 123, Appendix, 127, The Guards Came Through and Other POEMS, by Arthur Conan Doyle. Contents: Page, The Guards Came Through, 9, Victrix, 13, Those Others, 16, Hague Is Moving, 20, The GUNS in Sussex, 22, Ypres, 26, Grousing, 37, The Volunteer, 40, The Night Patrol, 44, The Wreck on Loch MCGRRY, 47, The Bigot, 55, The ATHABASCA Trail, 62, Ragtime, 65, Christmas in Wartime, 68, Lindisfaire, 70, A Parable, 75, Fate, 76, The WNDRINGS of a Spiritualist, by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Contents: Page, Chapter, I-9, The Inception of the Enterprise, The Murder Seance, Experience of British Lectures, Call from Australia, The Holborn Luncheon, Remarkable Testimony to Communication, Is Individual Proof Necessary, Excursion to Exeter, Can Spiritualists Continue to be Christians, Their Views on Atonement, The Party on the Naldera, Chapter, Roman 2, 24, Gibraltar, Spanish Right versus British Might, Relics of Barbary Rovers and of German Militarists, Ichabod, Senegal Infantry, No Peace for the World, Religion on a Liner, Differences of Vibration, The Bishop of Guangxi, Religion in China, Whiskey in Excelsis, France's Masterpiece, British Errors, A Procession of Giants, The Invasion of Egypt, Tropical Weather, The Russian Horror, An Indian Experiment, Aden, Bombay, The Lambeth Encyclical, A Great, Snakes, The Catamarans, The Robber Castles of Ceylon, Doctrine of Reincarnation, Whales and Whalers, Perth, The Bite, Chapter, Roman 360, Mr. Hughes' Letter of Welcome, Challenges, Mr. Carlyle Smythe, The Adelaide Press, The Great Drought, The Wine Industry, Clairvoyance, Meeting with Bellchambers, The First Lecture, The Effect, The Religious Lecture, Illustrated Lecture, Premonitions, The Spotlight, Mr. Thomas' Account of the Incident, Correspondence, Adelaide Doctors, A Day in the Bush, The Mallee Fowl, Sussex in Australia, Farewell to Adelaide, Chapter, Roman 4, 84, Speculations on Paul and His Master, Arrival at Melbourne, Attack in the Argus, Partial Press Boycott, Strength of the Movement, The Prince of Wales, Victorian Football, Rescue Circle in Melbourne, Burke and Will's Statue, Success of the Lectures, Reception at the Auditorium, Luncheon of the British Empire League, Mr. Ryan's Experience, The Federal Government, Mr. Hugh's Personality, The Mediumship of Charles Bailey, His Alleged Exposure, His Remarkable Record, A Test Sitting, The Indian Nest, A Remarkable Lecture, Arrival of Lord, Future of the Empire, Kindness of Australians, Prohibition, Horse Racing, Roman Catholic Policy, Chapter V, 114. More English Than the English, A Day in the Bush, Immigration, A Case of Spirit Return, A Seance, Geelong, The Lava Plain, Good Nature of General Ryrie, Bendigo, Down a Gold Mine, Prohibition v. Continuance, Mrs. Knight MacLellan, Narin, A Wild Drive, Electric Shearing, Rich Sheep Stations, Cockatoo Farmers, Spinifex and Mally, Rabbits, The Great Marsh, Chapter VI 136, The Melbourne Cup, Psychic Healing, M. J. Bloomfield, My Own Experience, Direct Healing, Chaos and Ritual, Government House Ball, The Rescue Circle Again, Sitting with Mrs. Harris, A Good Test Case, Australian Botany, The Land of Myrtles, English Cricket Team, Great Final Meeting in Melbourne Chapter Roman 7 151, Great Reception at Sydney, Importance of Sydney, Journalistic Luncheon, A Psychic Epidemic, Gregory, Barracking, Town Hall Reception, Regulation of Spiritualism, An Ether, Port, Surfing at Manly, A Challenge, Bigoted Opponents, A Disgruntled Photographer, Outing in the Harbour, Dr. Mildred Creed, Leon Gellert, Norman Lindsay, Bishop Leadbeater, Our Relations with Theosophy, Incongruities of HPB, of D.D. Holm Chapter Roman 8 176 Dangerous Fog, The Six Photographers, Comic Advertisements, Beauties of Auckland, A Christian Clergyman, Shadows in Our American Relations, The Gallipoli Stone, Stevenson and the Germans, Position of De Rougemont, Mr. Clement Ragg, Atlantean Theories, A Strange Psychic, Wellington the Windy, A Literary Oasis, A Maori Seance, Presentation, Chapter Roman 9 198 The Anglican Colony, Psychic Dangers, The Learned Dog, Absurd Newspaper Controversy, A Backward Community, The Maori Tongue, Their Origin, Their Treatment by the Empire, A Fiasco, The Paw of Kaiapoi, Dr. Thacker, Sir Joseph Kinsey, A Generous Collector, Scott and Amundsen, Dunedin, A Genuine Medium, Evidence, The Shipping Strike, Sir Oliver, Farewell Chapter X 223 Christian Origins, Mithraism, Astronomy, Exercising Boats, Bad News from Home, Feudal Strikes, Labor Party, The Blue Wilderness, Journey to Brisbane, Warm Reception, Friends and Foes, Psychic Experience of Dr. Doyle, Birds, Criticism on Melbourne Spiritualist, Church, Ceremony, Sir Matthew Nathan, Alleged, Repudiation of Queensland, Billy T., The Bee Farm, Domestic Service in Australia, Han John Fihili, Curious Photograph by the State Photographer, The Orsova, Chapter Roman 11 255, Medlow Bath, Jenolan Caves, Giant Skeleton, Mrs. Foster Turner's Mediumship, A Wonderful Prophecy, Final Results, Third Sitting with Bailey, Failure of State Control, Retrospection, Melbourne Presentation, Crooks, Lecture at Perth, West Australia, Rabbits, Sparrows, and Sharks, Chapter Roman 12, 280 Pleasing Letters, Visit to Kandy, Snake and Flying Fox, Buddha's Shrine, The Malaya Naval Digression, Indian Trader, Elephanta, Sea Snakes, Chain to A Tombstone, Berlin's Escape, Lord Chetwynd, Lecture in the Red Sea, Marseille, Chapter Roman 13, 303. The Institut Metaphysique, Lecture in French, Wonderful Musical Improviser, Camille Flammarion, Test of Materialized Hand, Last Ditch of Materialism, Sitting with Mrs. Bisson's Medium Eva, Round the Aisne Battlefields, A Tragic Intermezzo, Anglo-French Rugby Match, Madame Blafaud's Clairvoyance, List of Illustrations, On the War Path in Australia 1921-921, Frontispiece, Facing Page, How This Book Was Written, 9, The Godspeed Luncheon in London. On this occasion 250 out of 290 guests, Rose as testimony that they were in personal touch with their dead. 16. The Wanderers 1921-921, 72 Bellchambers and the Mally Fowl. Get Along With You Do, 80 Melbourne, November 1920-96, A Typical Australian Backcountry Seen by H.J. Johnstone, a great painter who died unknown. Painting in Adelaide National Gallery, 128. Melbourne Town Hall, November 12, 1920, 144, The People of Tiree's Canoe After a Voyage of Great Hardship at Last, Sight the Shores of New Zealand. From a painting by C.F. Goldie and L. G.A. Steele, 208 Laying Foundation Stone of Spiritualist Church at Brisbane, 240, Curious, Photographic Effect Referred to in Text. Taken by the Official Photographer Brisbane. Absolutely Mystifying is His Description, 252, Our Party. En route to the Jenolan Caves, January 20, 1921. In front of old courthouse in which bushrangers were tried, 256 Denny's with a black snake at Medlow Bath, 264, The Gully of Bluemanisdyke and Other Stories by A. Conan Doyle. Contents, page, The Gully of Bluemanisdyke, 7, The Parson of Jackman's Gulch, 50, My Friend the Murderer, 79, The Silver Hatchet, 114, Man from Archangel, 144, That Little Square Box, 188, A Night Among the NIHLISDS, 226, The German War by Arthur Conan Doyle. Contents, page, preface, VI, The Causes of the War, 1, Roman 2, The World War Conspiracy, 32, Roman 3, The Devil's Doctrine, 41, Roman 4, The Great German Plot, 55, V, The Contemptible Little Army, 65, VI, A Policy of Murder, 79, Roman 7, Madness, 89, Roman 8, Great Britain and the Next War, 99, Roman 9, Afterthoughts, 144, Footnotes, Transcriber's Notes, The Coming of the Fairies, Arthur Conan Doyle. Contents, Chapter, Page, I, How the Matter Arose, 13, Roman 2, The First Published Account, Strand, Christmas Number 1920, 39, Roman 3, Reception of the First Photographs, 59, Roman 4, The Second Series, 93, V, Observations of a Clairvoyant in the Ciotitangeli y Glen, August 1921, 108, VI, Independent, Evidence for Fairies, 123, Roman 7, Sum. Subsequent Cases, 152, Roman 8, The Theosophic View of Fairies, 171, Round the Fire Stories, by Arthur Conan Doyle. Contents, page, I, The Leather Funnel, 1, Roman 2, The Beetle Hunter, 18, Roman 3, The Man with the Watches, 41, Roman 4, The Pot of Caviar, 65, V, The Japan Box, 85, VI, The Black Doctor, 103, Roman 7, Playing with Fire, 129, Roman 8, The Jew's Breastplate, 149, Roman 9, The Lost Special, 177x, The Club-Footed Grocer, 202, Roman 11, The Sealed Room, 229, Roman 12, The Brazilian Cat, 248, Roman 13, The Usher of Lee House School, 276, Roman 14, The Brown Hand, 299, Roman 15, The Fiend of the Cooperage, 321, Roman 16, Jelen's Voyage, 340, Roman 17b, 24, 351, I Burst with a Shriek into My Own Life, frontispiece, from a drawing by A. Castani. End of the project, GUTMBRG EBOOK Index of the project, GUTMBRG WRKS of Arthur Conan Doyle asterisk. Updated editions will replace the previous one. The old editions will be renamed, creating the works from print editions not protected by U.S. copyright. Law means that no one owns a United States copyright in these works, so the Foundation and you can copy and distribute it in the United States without permission and without paying copyright royalties. Special rules set forth in the General Terms of Use part of this license apply to copying and distributing project. Gutenberg Trademark Electronic Works to protect the project GUTMBRGTM, concept and trademark. Project Gutenberg is a registered trademark and may not be used if you charge for an ebook, except by following the terms of the trademark license, including paying royalties for use of the Project Gutenberg trademark. If you do not charge anything for copies of this ebook, complying with the trademark license is very easy. You may use this ebook for nearly any purpose, such as creation of derivative works, reports, performances, and research. Project Gutenberg ebooks may be modified and printed and given away. You may do practically anything in the United States with ebooks not protected by U.S. copyright law. Redistribution is subject to the trademark license, especially commercial redistribution. Start. Full license. The full Project GUTMBRGTM license. Please read this before you distribute or use this work to protect the Project Gutenberg trademark mission of promoting the free distribution of electronic works by using or distributing this work or any other work associated in any way with the phrase Project Gutenberg. You agree to comply with all the terms of the full Project Gutenberg license available with this file or online at www.gutenberg.org/license. Section 1. General Terms of Use and Redistributing Project Gutenberg Electronic Works. 1a. By reading or using any part of this Project Gutenberg electronic work, you indicate that you have read, understand, agree to, and accept all the terms of this license and intellectual property trademark copyright agreement. If you do not agree to abide by all the terms of this agreement, you must cease using and return or destroy all copies of Project Gutenberg electronic works in your possession. If you paid a fee for obtaining a copy of or access to a Project Gutenberg electronic work, and you do not agree to be bound. By the terms of this agreement, you may obtain a refund from the person or entity to whom you paid the fee as set forth in paragraph 1E81B. Project Gutenberg is a registered trademark. It may only be used on or associated in any way with an electronic work by people who agree to be bound by the terms of this agreement. There are a few things that you can do with most Project Gutenberg electronic works, even without complying with the full terms of this agreement. See paragraph 1C below. There are a lot of things you can do with Project Gutenberg electronic works if you follow the terms of this agreement and help preserve free future access to Project Gutenberg electronic works. See paragraph 1E below 1C. The Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation, the Foundation or PGLAF, owns a compilation copyright in the collection of Project Gutenberg electronic works. Nearly all the individual works in the collection are in the public domain in the United States. If an individual work is unprotected by copyright law in the United States and you are located in the United States, we do not claim a right to prevent you from copying, distributing, performing, displaying, or creating derivative works based on the work as long as all references to Project Gutenberg are removed. Of course, we hope that you will support the Project Gutenberg mission of promoting free access to electronic works by freely sharing Project Gutenberg works in compliance with the terms of this agreement for keeping the Project Gutenberg name associated with the work. You can easily comply with the terms of this agreement by keeping this work in the same format with its attached full Project Gutenberg license when you share it without charge with others. 1D. The copyright laws of the place where you are located also govern what you can do with this work. Copyright laws in most countries are in a constant state of change. If you are outside the United States, check the laws of your country in addition to the terms of this agreement before downloading, copying, displaying, performing, distributing, or creating derivative works based on this work or any other Project Gutenberg work. The Foundation makes no representations concerning the copyright status of any work in any country other than the United States. 1E. Unless you have removed all references to Project Gutenberg. 1E1. The following sentence, with active links to or other immediate access to the full Project Gutenberg license, must appear prominently whenever any copy of a Project Gutenberg work, any work on which the phrase Project Gutenberg appears or with which the phrase Project Gutenberg is associated, is accessed, displayed, performed, viewed, copied, or distributed. This ebook is for the use of anyone anywhere in the United States and most other parts of the world at no cost and with almost no restrictions whatsoever. You may copy it, give it away, or reuse it under the terms of the Project Gutenberg trademark license included with this ebook or online at www.gutenberg.org. If you are not located in the United States, you will have to check the laws of the country where you are located before using this ebook. 1E2. If an individual Project Gutenberg electronic work is derived from texts not protected by U.S. copyright law, does not contain a notice indicating that it is posted with permission of the copyright holder, the work can be copied and distributed to anyone in the United States without paying any fees or charges. If you are redistributing or providing access to work with the phrase Project Gutenberg associated with or appearing on the work, you must comply either with the requirements of paragraphs 1E1 through 1E7 or obtain permission for the use of the work and the Project Gutenberg trademark as set forth in paragraphs 1E8 or 1E9, 1E3. If an individual Project Gutenberg electronic work is posted with the permission of the copyright holder, your use and distribution must comply with both paragraphs 1E1 through 1E7 and any additional terms imposed by the copyright holder. Additional terms will be linked to the Project Gutenberg license for all works posted with the permission of the copyright holder found at the beginning of this work. 1E4. Do not unlink or detach or remove the full Project Gutenberg license terms from this work or any files containing a part of this work or any other work associated with Project Gutenberg. 1E5. Do not copy, display, perform, distribute, or redistribute this electronic work or any part of this electronic work without prominently displaying the sentence set forth in paragraph 1E1 with active links or immediate access to the full terms of the Project Gutenberg license. 1E6. You may convert to and distribute this work in any binary compressed, marked up, non-proprietary or proprietary form, including any word processing or hypertext form. However, if you provide access to or distribute copies of a Project Gutenberg work in a format other than plain vanilla ASCII or other format used in the official version posted on the official Project Gutenberg website, www.gutenberg.org, you must, at no additional cost, fee, or expense, to the user provide a copy, a means of exporting a copy, or a means of obtaining a copy upon request of the work in its original plain vanilla ASCII or other form. Any alternate format must include the full Project Gutenberg license as specified in paragraph 1E1(1)(e)(7). Do not charge a fee for access to, viewing, displaying, performing, copying, or distributing any Project Gutenberg works, unless you comply with paragraph 1E8 or 1E9. 1E8. You may charge a reasonable fee for copies of or providing access to or distributing Project Gutenberg electronic works, provided that you pay a royalty fee of 20% of the gross profits you derive from the use of Project Gutenberg works calculated using the method you already use to calculate your applicable taxes. The fee is owed to the owner of the Project Gutenberg trademark, but he has agreed to donate royalties under this paragraph to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation. Royalty payments must be paid within 60 days following each date on which you prepare or are legally required to prepare your periodic tax returns. Royalty payments should be clearly marked as such and sent to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation at the address specified in Section 4, Information about donations to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation. You provide a full refund of any money paid by a user who notifies you in writing or by email within 30 days of receipt that he does not agree to the terms of the full Project Gutenberg trademark license. You must require such a user to return or destroy all copies of the works possessed in a physical medium and discontinue all use of and all access to other copies of Project Gutenberg trademark works. You provide, in accordance with paragraph 1F3, a full refund of any money paid for a work or a replacement copy if a defect in the electronic work is discovered and reported to you within 90 days of receipt of the work. You comply with all other terms of this agreement for free distribution of Project Gutenberg trademark works. 1E9. If you wish to charge a fee or distribute a Project Gutenberg trademark electronic work or group of works on different terms than are set forth in this agreement, you must obtain permission in writing from the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation, the manager of the Project Gutenberg trademark. Contact the foundation as set forth in Section 3 below, 1F1F1. Project Gutenberg volunteers and employees expend considerable effort to identify, do copyright research on, transcribe, and proofread works not protected by U.S. copyright law in creating the Project Gutenberg trademark collection. Despite these efforts, Project Gutenberg trademark electronic works and the medium on which they may be stored may contain defects, such as, but not limited to, incomplete, inaccurate, or corrupt data, transcription errors, a copyright or other intellectual property infringement, a defective or damaged disk or other medium, a computer virus or computer codes that damage or cannot be read by your equipment. 1F2. Limited warranty disclaimer of DAMAGES, except for the right of replacement or refund described in paragraph 1F3, the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation, the owner of the Project Gutenberg trademark, and any other party distributing a Project Gutenberg trademark electronic work under this agreement, disclaim all liability to you for damages, costs, and expenses, including legal fees. You agree that you have no remedies for negligence, strict liability, breach of warranty, or breach of contract, except those provided in paragraph 1F3. You agree that the foundation, the trademark owner, and any distributor under this agreement will not be liable to you for actual, direct, indirect, consequential, punitive, or incidental damages, even if you give notice of the possibility of such damage. 1F3. Limited right of replacement or refund. If you discover a defect in this electronic work within 90 days of receiving it, you can receive a refund of the money, if any, you paid for it by sending a written explanation to the person you received the work from. If you Receive the work on a physical medium, you must return the medium with your written explanation. The person or entity that provided you with the defective work may elect to provide a replacement copy in lieu of a refund. If you receive the work electronically, the person or entity providing it to you may choose to give you a second opportunity to receive the work electronically in lieu of a refund. If the second copy is also defective, you may demand a refund in writing without further opportunities to fix the problem. 1. F. 4. Except for the limited right of replacement or refund set forth in paragraph 1F3, this work is provided to you as is with no other warranties of any kind, express or implied, including but not limited to warranties of merchantability or fitness for any purpose. 1. F. 5. Some states do not allow disclaimers of certain implied warranties or the exclusion or limitation of certain types of damages. If any disclaimer or limitation set forth in this agreement violates the law of the state applicable to this agreement, the agreement shall be interpreted to make the maximum disclaimer or limitation permitted by the applicable state law. The invalidity or unenforceability of any provision of this agreement shall not void the remaining provisions. 1. F. 6. Indemnity. You agree to indemnify and hold the foundation, the trademark owner, any agent or employee of the foundation, anyone, providing copies of Project Gutenberg trademark electronic works in accordance with this agreement, and any volunteers associated with the production, promotion, and distribution of Project Gutenberg trademark electronic works, harmless from all liability, costs, and expenses, including legal fees that arise directly or indirectly from any of the following which you do or cause to occur: a, distribution of this or any Project Gutenberg work; b, alteration, modification, or additions or deletions to any Project Gutenberg work; and c, any defect you cause. Section 2. Information about the mission of Project Gutenberg. Project Gutenberg is synonymous with the free distribution of electronic works in formats readable by the widest variety of computers, including obsolete, old, middle-aged, and new computers. It exists because of the efforts of hundreds of volunteers and donations from people in all walks of life. Volunteers and financial support to provide volunteers with the assistance they need are critical to reaching Project Gutenberg goals and ensuring that the Project Gutenberg collection will remain freely available for generations to come. In 2001, the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation was created to provide a secure and permanent future for Project Gutenberg and future generations. To learn more about the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation and how your efforts and donations can help, see sections 3 and 4 and the foundation information page at www.gutenberg.org. Section 3. Information about the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation. The Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation is a nonprofit, 501(c)(3) educational corporation organized under the laws of the state of Mississippi and granted tax-exempt status by the Internal Revenue Service. The foundation's EIN, or federal tax identification number, is 64622-1541. Contributions to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation are tax deductible to the full extent permitted by U.S. federal laws and your state's laws. The foundation's business office is located at 41 Watchung Plaza, 516, Montclair, NJ 7042, USA, +1 862 621 9288. Email contact links and up to date contact information can be found at the foundation's website and official page at www.gutenberg.org/contact. Section 4. Information about donations to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation. Project Gutenberg trademark depends upon and cannot survive without widespread public support and donations to carry out its mission of increasing the number of public domain and licensed works that can be freely distributed in machine-readable form accessible by the widest array of equipment, including outdated equipment. Many small donations, $1 to $5,000, are particularly important to maintaining tax-exempt status with the IRS. The foundation is committed to complying with the laws regulating charities and charitable donations in all 50 states of the United States. Compliance requirements are not uniform, and it takes a considerable effort, much paperwork, and many fees to meet and keep up with these requirements. We do not solicit donations in locations where we have not received written confirmation of compliance. To send donations or determine the status of compliance for any particular state, visit www.gutenberg.org/donate. While we cannot and do not solicit contributions from states where we have not met the solicitation requirements, we know of no prohibition against accepting unsolicited donations from donors in such states who approach us with offers to donate. International donations are gratefully accepted, but we cannot make any statements concerning tax treatment of donations received from outside the United States. U.S. laws alone swamp our small staff. Please check the Project Gutenberg web pages for current donation methods and addresses. Donations are accepted in a number of other ways, including checks, online payments, and credit card donations. To donate, please visit www.gutenberg.org/donate, Section 5. General information about Project Gutenberg Electronic Works. Professor Michael S. Hart was the originator of the Project Gutenberg concept of a library of electronic works that could be freely shared with anyone. For 40 years, he produced and distributed Project Gutenberg ebooks with only a loose network of volunteer support. Project Gutenberg ebooks are often created from several printed editions, all of which are confirmed as not protected by copyright in the U.S. unless a copyright notice is included. Thus, we do not necessarily keep ebooks in compliance with any particular paper edition. Most people start at our website, which has the main PG search facility, www.gutenberg.org. This website includes information about Project Gutenberg, including how to make donations to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation, how to help produce our new ebooks, and how to subscribe to our email newsletter to hear about new ebooks. This is the end of the audiobook. Thank you for listening. You can listen to and download more audiobooks at threeords.com.